I like when we can open up with this one.
So do I. It's cheery.
You know what this reminds me of?
Hmm.
Heart and Soul. Heart and... Okay, never mind.
Don't know that one.
That's the one everybody plays on the piano. Oh, hi. Oh, the microphones are on. And we're on. Good morning. It's Mike and Lisa Austin. We're just... We're enjoying our own music. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you for joining us again to start your work week here on at Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. This is your morning tradition. I'm just saying, this sounds like Heart and Soul. Heart and Soul. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Heart and Soul. Didn't you ever do that on the piano?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
You're the piano player in the family. All righty. Well, you're enough of us chatting. Over our coffee here this morning, we welcome you to your Monday morning, and hopefully we can take the... If there is an edge at all, hopefully we will help to remove that this morning. Coming up on today's show, we're going to have a gentleman coming up here in our first... Well, our next segment, talking a little bit about sacrifice. A friend of mine is at the National Fatherhood Initiative, and it's just a little background, a little full disclosure here. Here at the Austin Family Compound in this very studio, we produce another feature for radio stations all across America, 21 different stations, and it's called Radio Dad, and it's a daily feature about fatherhood. Mm-hmm. Not overtly Catholic. However, being a traditional Catholic, those things get in there.
True.
So part of my relationship is with the National Fatherhood Initiative. A man named Ryan Sanders recently wrote an article called Fathers Eat Last. And I thought, what an odd title.
Mm-hmm.
And so in reading the article, it's all about leadership, sacrifice. And as the leader of a family, the father, the sacrifices a dad has to go through. And so I thought we'd have
Which
Ryan.
Which are a lot.
Well, and parents do in general. I mean, let's not.
I'll agree with that.
Let's not negate the sacrifices mothers make.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is the National Fatherhood Initiative, and so we're going to talk to Ryan Sanders, who is he's like the media director. If you may have seen him, he's been on Fox News, CNN, he's quoted in the Wall Street Journal a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets on stuff, and he's a friend of mine, and so I thought we'd have him on to talk about leadership and fatherhood in general. And our friend Michael Murphy joins us back again with the Latin word of the day.
Yeah.
Not that fatherhood wasn't a joy.
Oh,
because
it is a joy.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Michael is going to take a bit. We had fun with fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And his dry sense of humor just amazes
fits.
Me. Yeah. But Michael is kind of an intellectual.
He is.
While still able to have some fun.
Yes.
So we were able to get the microphones out and on location. We didn't get Michael to call in from his car on his way into work this time, which is...
This was a little bit better.
Yeah. I think he made mention of it. It's easier for me rather than having to drive and talk. So Michael will join us with a Latin word of the day. Not exactly certain what word he's going to choose. I left it up to him. We'll see what happens there.
Be a surprise.
Yeah. And then later on... We're going to wrap up our one-hour show this morning here on Your Morning Tradition, Monday, July 20th, by the way, with a little chat about priestly formation.
Mm-hmm.
Lise, I thought it would be kind of, we're trying to anyway. If we can nail down some priests who will give us talks about, every priest, I think, has a different path to priesthood, all right?
Yes.
From altar boy on up. And some got the calling later in life. Some got that calling early in life.
What's that story?
Yeah, there's a different story everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, we traditional Catholics, have had the privilege, the honor of watching several, if not many, young boys.
Become priests.
Yeah, it's an amazing transition. We're watching several right now that we watched grow up, literally become from small altar boys to seminarian to, and the formation and the growth and the discernment that goes on is a joy to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's part of our Catholic culture,
mm-hmm.
our tradition, if you will.
Yes,
it's Anyway, so we're going to talk a bit about that. And I've been reading this book, Fatima Priest, The Story of Father Nicholas Gruner, because of his passing. Now, I'm not reading it because of his passing, but I think it was out on the table and I picked it up.
And it turned out to be a good book?
It really is. And I'm not done with it. But it's really amazing. The foreword was written by Malachi Martin. The passage, well, I'm going to read you some of the passage in here. And it talks at first specifically about Father Gruner growing up in Canada and his formation as a young boy. But then it gets into this whole passage of young boys just in general.
Okay.
Without giving up too much, because I want to surprise you later.
Okay.
It's just a beautiful passage. And I thought I'd read as much of it as I can get through. You know, here on.
Why are you going to get weepy?
No. I'm a man. I don't get weepy. Are you kidding me? I mean, with time, as much as time allows.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. That's what. But you know what time lit is, Lisa?
What?
How can you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? That's why we do this day in history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today happens to be Monday, July the 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2015. Today is the 201st day of the year. There are 164 days left until the end of the year. And it was on this day in the year 514, St. Hormisdas?
Looks like it.
All right, St. Hormisdas was elected pope, succeeding Pope Simpaurus.
There you go.
Well, a lot of us's on the end of that.
Okay, and on this day in 1031, Henry I succeeds his father, Robert II, as King of France.
Hello, I am Henri the First. You think they talk like that?
Maybe.
I am Henri. This is my father, Robert. anybody brings a caviar?
All right, it was 1402. In 1402, the Battle of... Oh, I'm going to mess this up. Why did I give myself all the hard ones today?
Maybe because you gave me the hard ones last time.
Okay, fine. The Battle of Timur beat the Sultan... Bajid the First, Ottoman forces. There you go. Figure that one out.
All right. On this day in 1858 was the first time that they charged you to get into a baseball game.
Really? What was the ticket price?
50 cents.
50 cents to get. That's back in when everybody, if you ever look at those old pictures of baseball games, guys are all dressed in suits.
Yeah.
Don't you love it?
You want to know the game?
Yeah.
New York versus Brooklyn. You want to know who wins?
That would be New York versus Brooklyn. Father Isaac talking like that. 22-18. I'm telling you what, it was okay, never mind. Enough Father Isaac.
And in 1881, this day in history, the Sioux Indian chief Sitting Bull surrendered to U.S. federal troops. And now you know where you have been. That was a pretty good Father Isaac, wasn't it?
That was pretty good.
I didn't mean to insult him. I like Father Isaac. Father Isaac.
He's a good man.
Hey, you know, they come to me for confession. I don't got to give you no absolution.
Yeah, you do that pretty good.
Thanks. Oh, my. It's taking
He's a treat, isn't he?
It is. Father Isaac or me?
Father Isaac.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know where you were headed there for a second. Mike and Lisa Austin, as we continue on your morning tradition here for Monday morning, working our way through the 20th of July already. Yeah, we're going to get back here and talk to Ryan Sanders about leaders eat last. Dare I say, daddy eats last. It's your morning tradition. We're up next. We're going to get some coffee and come right back. You come back, too. Thanks for listening to Magnificat Radio on MagnificatMedia.com. Your morning tradition, living our faith. Welcome back to your morning tradition on Magnificat Radio here at MagnificatMedia.com. Remember, today at about 12 noon, we're going to start a whole series with Father Peter Scott. And he's going to go through about a 30-day, every day at noon, maybe a 15, 20, sometimes close to 30-minute talk on the Ten Commandments. So Father Scott's been gracious enough to give us his talks. from several years ago. And so we're going to feature those. About noon it'll start every day, every weekday, that is, starting today. Right now, please welcome our first guest of the morning here on Your Morning Tradition. Here at the Austin Family Compound, not in the middle of summer in July, although we are in the dog days, everybody's hot, I thought I'd talk a little Christmas. Christmas in July on Your Morning Tradition. We have a tradition at our house where we always watch this movie. It's not It's a Wonderful Life. Which one is it? It's White Christmas. Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, World War II. The movie starts off, they're in a combat zone, and the bombs fall, and they're putting on a show, right? And the guys are all combat, and there's bombed out buildings everywhere. And then the general shows up, who is retiring. Have you seen the movie? The guy pulls up in the Jeep. It's World War II. It's an old movie. He pulls up, and he's this gentle, kind-hearted guy who they all love, but he pretends to be gruff, and he tells them all, "What's wrong with you? I'm leaving. You shape up." And then the new general comes in, who is not well-liked, and then this guy leaves. As it's shortly after that, or maybe it's later in the movie, but at one point, to show their reverence for this general, Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby, they say, "He ate, then we ate. He slept, and then we slept." It's one of my favorite quotes of the movie. I said all that to say all this. Ryan Sanders, we got him on the phone. I was giving you that. Ryan Sanders joins us on the phone. We have been talking about, and he wrote some articles on, leadership. As it pertains to fatherhood, Ryan Sanders from the National Fatherhood Initiative out in Virginia. And leaders eat last is kind of the whole theme behind that. And so I thought we'd explore that a little bit this morning. Ryan, welcome. Good morning. And thanks for being on Your Morning Tradition.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So great leaders, this comes down to great leaders sacrifice for those in their care, whether we're generals or whether we're dads, right?
Yeah. And it's kind of in the military, from what I understand, it's an unwritten, it's like a silent thing, right? It's not part of the job description. It's a silent sort of known thing, right? Yes, yeah. It's what you do.
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes I'm guilty of this too, where, you know, it's poor, pitiful me, a little pat on the back. I go like, you know, well, I'm up early. I go to work. Listen, you guys do your schoolwork. Stop complaining. I'm doing this. I'm doing that for you. Look what I do. Me, me, me. And I forget that, you know, I'm dad. I'm supposed to sacrifice. You kind of give up the bucket list when you gain a list of the children's names, you give up your bucket list.
Yeah, I know. I have to fight it myself, right? We have our day jobs, and, you know, on paper we can look like good dads, right? Good, yeah. Quote unquote, good.
Yeah.
I think we have to go past that as true leaders, true fathers. Honestly, I mean, it sounds cheesy, but we do have to be more than a paycheck.
Right, and that speaks to our duty of state. You know, dads, our duty of state is to earn a living, to take care of our families, to put a roof over their heads. You know, moms have their duty of state. We always say, I'm the head of the family, at least as the heart of the family. Moms, dads, it all works like a big puzzle together, as long as we're all sort of sacrificing what we must, performing our duty of state.
It becomes one of these things that we do. It is sacrifice.
Yeah, and sacrifice is a parental thing. It's mothers and fathers. And that sacrifice you make for your kids, for your family, like I said, that bucket list that you sent off to the side, the daily work you do, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, a housewife, so to speak, you sacrifice things throughout your day. A lot of times you sacrifice sleep. And sacrifice, as we know, is charity. It's love. It's you putting yourself on the back burner for your kids, for your family, for whoever it is that, for the beloved. Ryan, one of the things you've said to me before about families and businesses, I always like how you put it together, because I don't know where you get this, but it's a cool analogy. Sometimes you can run your family like a little business. You know, the boss sacrifices for the employees a lot of times. It is kind of a neat little analogy.
Yeah, Mike, you know, a corporation's known for trying to make the numbers work, right? And a lot of times that CEO, he may not have real connection to a person. He's just looking at the numbers. He's looking at the bottom line on a spreadsheet. And it's easier, it may be, to let thousands of people go when they're just on a spreadsheet and he's making the numbers right.
Yeah.
But how much more difficult it would be if all those numbers were actual faces, that he knew their stories, and he knew not only what value they brought to the company, but he knew what their cares were, what their passions were, what they actually did. How about this? What they actually did for the company.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's a fairly common sense idea that for that leader of the organization to know his people personally, there's something there that's being touched on about being a dad too, right? We can, like, I know, just, you know, my wife stays home, right? She deals a lot more with the kids than I do on a daily basis, but I'm still home in the evening. Now, I can be as hands-on as I want to be, right? And when I come in the evening, I can be like, oh, I've been at work all day. I'm just going to kick back. The evenings I do that, I'm just wasting a bond that I could ultimately have with my kids that evening.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, over a period of time, it's just easier to see your kids as a number and not a true relationship. That's just true. I know that from my own life.
I have to fight jealousy of my wife's relationship with the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, on paper, I'm a great dad, or good. Let's say good. Let's don't go too far. But, you know, and I'm home a lot. I'm not, you know, deployed, or I'm not working third shift, that kind of thing, where I don't have to travel a ton for my job. I'm home every evening, right? But it was just a prime example of something that was just, you know, I got punched in the face basically by my 5-year-old. I'm working away on the computer, and it's time to be done. I should be finished for the day, and I don't work from home every day, but this was one of the days I do, and it was just funny. She literally took the time. She'd ask me, and I was like, yeah, later. We'll do it. You know, we're going to do it. We'll do it later. Within a few minutes goes by, I'm still on the computer. She literally drew a picture, right? She's 5. So she draws a picture, and she's like, Daddy, I want to go outside and play. And of course, the letters are all over the place, but you can kind of make it out. But the thing that struck me was that she drew a picture of me sitting at my table, which is what I was doing, with my laptop. And I should send you a picture of it. It's both sad and a striking thing. Oh. Like, it's just a great point. It's me facing my laptop, and then the words, she's wanting to go out and play. And it literally just took me, it made me step back and be like, okay, And that's me, quote unquote, a good dad, right? It's just it's one of those things we have to fight. Like, I'm not perfect, but you use what you have to spur yourself on to do more. You know, just paying the mortgage for your family is good. It's not great.
Yeah.
There's more you can do, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Leadership and sacrifice and parenting, it's all kind of one big bundle. Ryan Sanders from the National Fatherhood Initiative. Thank you, my friend. Hey, you know what? You should take that picture your daughter drew and just, like, frame it. Put it up on the refrigerator or something every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I should, seriously.
Ryan, thank you so much for taking time out to be on your morning tradition here, Magnificat Radio. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me. Always good to be on.
We're going to take a break and come back here. Go get some coffee, get refilled, magnificatmedia.com. Peruse the website a little bit while you're here. And our thanks to you for being part of our day. Thanks to all the folks listening overseas. We saw in the little analytics thing for the website that we've got overseas listeners now. Coming up, Michael Murphy is going to give us the Latin word of the day. And we're going to talk a little bit later on in the show toward the end about formations. We ultimately wanted to have one of our holy priests on with us. Still working on that. But from the book Fatima Priest, there was a segment about Father Gruner and his formation. I thought it was beautiful, about just Catholic priestly formation. And so we'll touch on that a little bit later on, too. I don't know what the Latin word of the day is today. Michael's going to surprise us. We'll be back with that segment. Michael Murphy, the Latin word of the day, here on your morning tradition, Magnificat Radio at magnificatmedia.com.